Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then Truth ain't here.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday, and this is Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, as always, you can always send us an email at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm already standing by on Facebook, Twitter, as well as Blog Talk Radio's chat room. Hey, fellas.
All right. And coming through live and in living color, that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Woo!
I appreciate
it,
man. Yes, you. I appreciate it.
You know, I was having withdrawals. I missed you guys.
We back.
No chatter. Right.
Itches.
Right. No chatter. Live. And 5x5, we are back.
And no ifs, ands, and slight slashes in our words. So
I'm
just
saying.
Happy to be here, man. I've missed this. I've missed the interaction with the people. I missed everything, man. You know, so hey, thanks for everybody who's sticking by the Truth Brothers, man. We really
not the guest
that.
Who just logged out, but I got you.
Whatever. That was me.
Oh, that was your case.
Accidentally.
Hey, don't put our live business in there.
Don't put our live.
Right. Right. Somebody tell them. I'll have to cut you out the next break.
But no, man, for real though, honestly, thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody who is listening and stuck by the Truth Brothers.
That's right.
Through our little time of problem.
Oh,
there you go. We can say that.
Nah, it was problem.
Yeah, but we happy
but
to be
back.
Here. We're back with more terrible truth. We back with more stories.
There
we
you go.
We back with our people and
who we hollering at?
Oh well, first off, we got to holler at. We ain't got a lot of people today to holler at. I mean, we got Maya Hawkins. What's up? How you feeling? And I got to holler at my son Amadi Patrick. Man, he having an operation on the 28th of this month, an ABR test where he got to be put to sleep. So. Definitely got to be watch out for my little man.
That's
y'all.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Lamar Patrick, Cuzzo, and my brother, Thomas Harris. So got to say what's up to them. And for the birthdays, we got DJ's B-Days. We got Mona Deshay, Aquila and Priscilla Andrews. Yeah. These are twins. Yeah, I know it happens. Alicia Walker. Richard Conway's birthday is the day, and during the week, one of our true brothers celebrated a birthday. Oh, my bad. Are you getting something?
No.
Our true brother celebrated a birthday this past week.
It was
brother,
your birthday?
No, it was yours, bro. Ray Gage celebrated the big 6-0.
Hey.
Celebrating the big 6-0. What's up? I'm sorry.
Wrong.
Nothing?
Wrong.
You going to put it out there?
26 years old.
Plus
26 years old.
Plus 40.
That's where we at.
Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, man, happy birthday, bro. What you do?
We put our ages out there. Well, Devon ain't came up yet.
Devon will be next month. When my birthday comes next month, we'll do that.
Right.
Till then.
What?
Geez, take
care. Put it out there. I put
26.
Mine out there.
Hey.
Candace said her birthday.
Yeah, young
I'm
as you
sure
feel.
Did, and I'm the latest.
There you go. How do you feel?
As young as I said, 26.
Now, I know you don't feel 26 the way you was. But back and everything.
Yeah, that P90X. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Moving right along.
So, yeah, but other than that, how was everybody's week, though?
Yeah, how was everybody's week?
Well, Candace.
Yeah, let's go through everybody's 3 weeks.
Well, why don't y'all go first? I got to read.
Yeah, it's been a bunch of test shows and...
And
how do we
style
now?
Oh my God.
Right. And nights of just sitting here working hard.
That's
and,
right.
But other than that, I've been sick, man. I've been under the weather for the last. Yeah, I've been under the weather. Just put it like that. So
I
fell off the face of the earth, basically. I had a good week. Yeah.
Yeah, cleaned up the vet over the weekend. Took it for a little drive.
You be killing me.
Hey,
whatever.
It's nice.
Nice to win, huh?
It's nice.
When you getting that jacuzzi put in?
When the show get picked up.
Party at Ray House.
There you go. Hi, Candace. That's plenty of time. How was your week?
Yeah.
I got you.
Hot. It was extremely hot.
Yeah. That's more of a reason to stay in the house.
You know, with my current job, I've been kind of bored, you know. School is out for the summer now, so, you know, it's kind of been slow motion. So I just been pulling my hair out because you know how you like to stay busy.
Yeah. Ooh,
I actually like to earn my money when I go to work. So, you know, it's been kind of slow.
Speaking of going to work, we got to give a shout out to Shayla
yes.
James, future basketball star. She at basketball practice right now, putting her work in.
All right. Grind.
That's right.
Big ups to Shayla.
All right.
That's right.
More power to, hey,
yes.
Flick your wrist.
Hey,
flick your wrist.
She say she want to catch Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that boy, man, yeah. Real quick before we jump into the, our terrible truth, two things. One, big shout outs to Anthony, man. He's projected to be the number one overall pick in this year's draft and evidently he's going to the New Orleans Hornets. If you're a betting man, put your money there.
What's up?
And secondly, man, in case you haven't known, our second hour topic of the day will be why vote, which we're going to ask, why should you vote? Or if you should, why are you voting? All of these questions and any and all comments are welcome. So please bring them to the Truth Brothers. And we welcome them.
There you go.
Right.
And with all that out the way, this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. And this portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by none other than Bobby Christina's other brother lover rubbers for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Pee Wee Herman's House of Poultry. Chicken so good you wouldn't mind choking on it.
Now, shoplifting suspects.
Just busses me up every time we do this stuff.
Hey, here we go. See, did you hear me call number 52?
There you go. Shoplifting suspects leave baby behind. Police in Spain said a pair of suspect shoplifters who fled from a store workers were arrested when they returned for their baby that they left behind. Investigators said the man and woman who were seen in Barcelona bookstore Saturday hiding items in their bags and clothing, and they fled when the store manager spotted them but left behind a stroller with their baby.
Oh, there you go.
The baby, to sum the rest of this story up, the baby was turned over to police the couple were arrested when they returned to the store later in the day and asked for their infant.
Wow.
You think we can get our baby back?
Yeah.
Did you see a baby around here?
Yeah.
Stroller?
We left him over there by the Dr. Seuss section. That is, whatever.
That is a mess.
You think we can get our big screen TV back?
Yeah.
Same time.
That is a mess.
Maybe the baby
will
get your razor vision. Dude.
What?
I bet
they argued about whether or not they should go back and get the baby.
What they argued about is, I thought you had him. No,
yeah.
I thought you had him.
I ain't going to get him. I got two strikes. I ain't got
And you should have sat in the car.
But you know
with the baby.
Crazy?
I could have went and did this.
I know people say they can't leave their baby behind, right?
Depends on what.
I've seen worse things, man. Like, I don't want to get into people's personal life. But, hey, I had to stop a baby being left one day. And it was crazy. I had to stop somebody from leaving their baby. That's all I'm saying. And it was crazy.
Let's hear it.
I don't know if I can put that out there.
Change the name.
Well, Brula. I was at a place, and this person named Beulah left her baby, basically. Well, it wasn't a baby. The baby had went into the store, and I don't know, whatever.
Call it what it is.
Well,
they don't know what town. Yeah. They don't know any of the details.
I don't know.
Pottawatomie Casino.
But long story, they put it like this. The baby had went into a store to get something. The mom had left, didn't know the baby was in the store, took off. Bam, I'm gone, right? So I'm outside sitting on my vehicle, and and I'm looking, and I see the baby come out the door, and I'm like,
mama.
"Hey, man,
where my mama?
Mama, wait.
Where my mama?
Hey, man, is Beulah your mama? Yeah." So I'm like, "Hold on." So I goes to catch the mom. Mom is like two towns over. Like, she don't
there
know the baby's going. So I had to go ahead. I caught her with the, "Hey, you know, you left your baby back in the place." And yeah,
girl, I told you to watch him.
Ooh, if you only knew.
She's like, "Damn it, I meant to leave him there. Nobody was supposed to know."
And yeah, she wound up driving back to pick him up. And then it was, but the other people out there tended to cause some ruckus. And yeah.
Yeah, by calling us.
What sure. type of mama leaves her baby and all type of stuff. So it was crazy. But anyway, I personally don't know if that makes you a neglecting parent. Well, let me ask you this. Does that make you a neglectful parent if you don't know that your kid's in the back of your car?
Pretty much.
I'm just, hey, does it?
Here's the thing.
I don't want to say it back.
How old was this kid, roughly?
Kid had to be about anywhere between six or seven.
Okay.
5, 6, or 7, around that age. Maybe 8. Not 8. 5, 6, or 7.
Yeah, she told him to go out there, pump the gas, and get back in the car.
No, because if she went in the store and he got out after she had already went in, she didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, but here's my thing. You said there was another little kid in the back seat, right?
Yeah, it was another person in the car.
So, okay, this is... Okay, I guess the mother does deserve some blame for just not, you know, spot checking, you know, just
right.
taking a glance in the car. But then I'm going to beat the brakes off this kid that's
yeah.
in the car that yeah, know dude. The kid went in the store. I'm beating the brakes off you. You let me leave and leave him there and it didn't dawn on you. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, Cleofa got out the car. I got you. That makes a lot of sense, though. You know.
There you go. Yeah. No. It's just idiots. That's all I can tell you.
So is it the kid or the? Let me ask you, bro. Is it the kid's fault or the parent's fault?
It's the parent's fault.
100%.
120%.
On the parent.
I don't
want to
say
on the parent.
I don't want to say 100%.
Yeah, because if I tell you to keep your butt in the car. Keep your butt
but what
in the
if,
car.
Here's the thing.
She didn't know.
Here's the thing. What if you didn't tell the kid, stay in the car? What if you went in, like, let's just say you go into a store, you purchasing some things.
And then you hop in.
And the kid gets out. You don't know the kid got out. The kid gets out, go in the store, but you come back in the car and you just pull off.
Childproof locks.
But hey.
Hey, nothing.
I'm just throwing
you
everything.
You said it's 5 or 6 years old. Childproof locks.
I got you.
Then you don't have that problem.
I got you.
Was the other kid that was in the car, older, younger?
Oh, wait a minute. And it was another kid?
It was another
kid. So,
that's what
so
I was
nobody
saying.
Notices the kid get out.
The girl, the other person in the car knew.
Okay. And she didn't say, mama.
That's why.
Mama.
Saying.
No.
She was like, come on, we running late.
Okay.
Right. We had a gas car.
I didn't like him, no way.
So it's 100. But so back to you, bro. Is it 100 on the mom and the kid, or is it just? Everybody gets a dose.
No, it's on the mama. That's
it's still
kid.
The mama.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
You're the parent. Yes.
I
pull blocks. That's why you put them on there so that can. That ain't the first time that kid done jumped out to go steal some cookies. That ain't the first time.
Wow. Well, real quick, man, after that dose of hate, we're going to take
right.
a real quick break and we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
There you go. Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, word, downtown, Southside, worldwide, cut I rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two get, one wall, 20 plaques, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, 5 mics, go get his rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prom dated, barbershop player hated, mom and pop bootleg this, so like the rain to the roof caved in. Two words, shot town, raised me crazy.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra.
Fever Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want here, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We missed y'all, and we're back live this Monday with more brand new.
Well, there you go,
Truth Brothers Radio. I just had to tell the people we missed them.
Right. All right.
So your turn, bro. What you got?
Yeah. Here we go.
Back to neglected parents.
Two wounded in Detroit after gunfight erupts over who made the better Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that.
Detroit. Witnesses say two men in the Brightmoor neighborhood were so passionate about the way they make Kool-Aid that they started arguing with each other over who does it better. Sadly, the fight took a horrifying turn when they both pulled out guns and started firing it at each other.
I swear to God, fam, I make the best Kool-Aid ever, dog.
No, dog, let me tell you something. You take some of that cherry with a little bit of lemonade in
you
it.
You must be stupid. You must be
man,
stupid.
Man, who you calling stupid?
I'm calling you stupid,
oh,
son.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. You the one put too much sugar in
well,
your Kool-Aid.
Let me tell you like this, bro. Ain't nobody... Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell all y'all something right now. Real quick. Red, homie. Rich. Oh, yeah. You gotta be kidding.
Oh,
me.
No. Didn't hit each other, but two innocent bystanders suffered gunshot wounds in the soft drink shooting wars. That's right.
Kool-Aid. Soft drink?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I didn't know it was considered a soft drink. I thought it was just considered.
Yes,
yeah,
whatever.
Flavor.
It's Kool-Aid. What's your favorite Kool-Aid?
Red.
Mine.
Yeah, black people. I think that's just universal.
That's just
black cherry and tropical punch.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
In that
fashion.
What?
Black
Boy,
cherry and tropical punch together.
You know what?
In that fashion.
Makes all the sense in the world. Nah, I get it. Oh, sorry. There you go. That's how it goes down.
Got a little boogie before.
Had to do a little boogie in there before you shoot it off. That's right. Red Kool-Aid with lemonade. That's it.
What?
No.
First off, all
y'all. Matter of fact, every Kool-Aid got to have a little bit of lemonade in it.
No, it don't. That's why you so mean now. No.
Because
that's your problem.
With them sour drinks.
Truth Brother listeners, I have to tell you a little unknown secret about right here.
Here we go.
If anyone knows anybody on this planet that can eat lemons like apples, please call into the show. 818-514-1202.
Yeah, it takes
a I'm talking about the flesh. This.
There you go. Now we need a producer.
Oh.
Just
yeah,
playing
it, it takes a special
you are
kind of
so fire.
It takes a special kind of knocker to eat a lemon. Eat a lemon. And you yeah
only knuckles could fight over Kool-Aid
yeah,
with guns.
Like dude,
it's Kool-Aid.
Who's gangbanging over Kool-Aid? Is my question.
So on the north side of Detroit, they got the Kool-Aid on the west side is Weiler's.
Oh.
The south side is Flavor Aid. that's where we at. And over there out in Auburn Hills, it's Sunny Delight.
There you
Sunny
go.
Delight.
Yeah, that's the rich people.
I hate it, Sunny Delight.
Sunny
Who?
D.
Who?
I do
they put
not
the
like...
Kool-Aid. Thanks, Mom. Sunny D.
Yeah. We got some pink stuff. Some
matter
blue
of fact,
stuff.
818-514-1202. What's your favorite Kool-Aid out there? Call True Brothers and let us know. Hey, why not?
First off, every black person who's going to call here is going to say red. And this
there you go. And it's not a flavor. It's just red.
It's never been a flavor. Red has never been a flavor, but damn it if we didn't make it one.
But Kool-Aid is red. Kool-Aid dude is red. Hey, Kool-Aid is red.
Yeah, whatever. I'd have split that boy head open and drunk the Kool-Aid out of his split that dude head open and drunk the Kool-Aid.
It was nothing like watching him just cause all kind of property damage coming through. Everybody's wall.
Was it me or did he just come off of slightly pedophilish? I'm just.
The Kool-Aid came off pedophile, but he just came off like he didn't give a damn. Just can't use the door, Mark. Damn. Use the door. Man. Well, who's going to fix this? We're poor. That's why we drinking Kool-Aid.
Whose door is he going to fit through?
Hey, he coming in the bathroom. Boom. Oh, yeah. Off the shovel.
Sandusky for Halloween. Dressed up like Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Getting a shout.
Nope. I told you.
That donkey flavor.
Oh, it's even. Anyway. That dusky flavored Kool-Aid.
Anyway, is it my turn?
You don't swallow, you just gargle.
Oh, so now we got a Sandusky mouthwash.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
There'll be a new sponsor. Sandusky mouthwash. Keep your head out.
That's when you're done horsing around.
Back it up with your bacteria.
Oh, dear.
With Sandusky. Mouthwash.
Oh, what's up, Justice, man? We see you back in, man. We miss you.
Sandusky's
mouthwash.
Holy cream flavor.
Come on, man. Oh, that is.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, kid, let's go ahead.
Oh. Y'all just ignorant for no reason. 3 weeks and then y'all come back.
The clean, nah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't even know if I want to even go into this story now.
Hey, what's around and glue? Don't that go together?
Okay.
Hey,
here we go.
Parents outrage over student poster depicting Jesus saying, quote unquote, "I want you to kill all infidels."
Woo-hoo!
In elementary school.
Let's dip it to the Jesus pond real quick. I've been waiting for my Jesus joke.
Jesus said, "I'm going to get the infidel because of Jesus."
All right, let's go.
The parents of a second grade student at Fresno's Hamilton Elementary School are launching a crusade for the administration to tear down some student art. In the entrance of the California school, a series of quote-unquote Help Wanted posters are displayed, which were made by students learning about the Crusades, a series of Christian religious wars.
Okay, wait a minute. Help Wanted posters for the Crusade.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
There you go. Need help.
In one poster, Jesus points at the viewer like Uncle Sam and demands, quote unquote, "I want you to kill all infidels."
Because of Jesus.
End quote. And one family from the area says the poster depicting Jesus is more than just a history lesson. It's sacrilegious. The picture itself.
Wasn't the crusade sacrilegious?
I was going to get there, but no.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Wait
for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to get there.
Okay.
Trust me, this is going to be funny.
The picture itself, I feel, goes against everything Christianity stands for, said an angry Christopher Alfaro to ABC. He and his wife have been complaining about the poster since March, but school officials rebuffed their outcry. They said something along the lines of, "I'll see what I can do," and then hung up the phone, he said.
And then he asked them, where's his moral barometer? Okay.
Dude.
All right.
Oh, it is nice when you can slip a Steve Harvey joke in there.
Okay, I'm going to re-read my sentence because you all always do this.
I'm sorry.
They said something along the lines of, "I'll see what I can do," and then hung up the phone, he said. It's kind of driving us nuts and we want to get rid of it. in the picture, a long-haired man with a Jesus name tag.
With a Jesus five-finger ring.
So you don't know who, you got to know who I be, son.
Kiss the rings, bitch. Oh.
The rings stay on because I'm Jesus.
Sorry. Anyway, in the picture, a long-haired man with a Jesus name tag.
Just in case you didn't know.
In case you don't know who I am.
Hello, my name is Jesus.
And I make the best Kool-Aid.
Out of water.
Out of water.
I'm going to try this again. Stop it. In the picture, a long-haired man with a Jesus name tag points at the viewer. The caption reads, I want you to kill all infidels. End quote. Above the phrases, meet me in Jerusalem.
There it is.
And get a free ticket to heaven.
There it is.
Oh,
yeah. This kid.
So,
how old is the kid again?
This is a second grader. Oh, 7, 8 years
A.
old.
He gets an A.
No. Okay. So listeners, picture in your mind. The top of the poster says, meet me in Jerusalem.
Meet me there.
And then the next statement says, get a free ticket to get to heaven.
That's right.
Under that is the picture of Jesus. Long haired Jesus. Everybody's got in their mama's basement somewhere.
With the name tag in diamond.
The Florida Evans, the one that
minus the name tag.
Yeah, the good
and
times
then,
one.
And then finally, underneath the picture of Jesus, it says, I want you to kill all infidels.
I want you to. Now, this is the crusade.
For those who may not know what the term infidel means, it means someone who has no faith.
There you go.
And
kill them. That'll get them some faith.
Yeah, so basically the school did nothing about it. They blew the parent off. It's an old issue. And
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. You know why? Because they were given an assignment to make a poster for the crusade. The Crusades was a phony crusade against Muslims by Christians.
How about it?
He was following what he was told to do, and he should get an A.
To the best of his ability.
To the best of his ability. And I believe the King Arthur probably made a poster himself.
Of course he
Bring
did.
Bring back my Holy Grail. Now go get it. Go get it. I want my grail back.
Oh, with the hand. Devil's right.
Dead it, right.
Oh, with the head of devil.
Now, Justice says, how about the dark hater with the dad who read that podcast blowing the trumpet on the 85?
There you go.
How about it?
There you
how
go.
How about that?
Boy, this is so over people.
And it ain't
right
a trumpet, it's an alto sax.
It's not a trumpet.
It's not a trumpet, it's an alto sax.
It's a Simpson Reed sax.
There you go.
That's funny.
And here's what I want y'all to do. Hi, my name is Jesus.
And in case you don't know, here's my name tag.
And I've lost my pimp cup. Now, if some of you fine people would like to go back to Jerusalem and get my pimp cup back, I would appreciate it.
You ignorant as
And let's even be clear for a minute. The Holy Grail was phony. King Arthur did that for morale. It didn't exist. But whatever. Indiana Jones found it.
Hi. I'm Jesus. And this is Pippin. And this is Pippin 101. Oh, God. That's funny.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break really quick. We'll be right back. I forget it's getting to that time. So we'll see you back in a minute, Truth Brothers Radio.
That's our boss keeping us on task. Truth Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he talk about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he talk about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Yvonne from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Avon. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're still recruiting for Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And the army of the pimp cups.
White beard, man.
Oh, yeah. White beard.
A Papa Smurf.
Man! Yeah.
Leave him with hey, after you get through gargling Sandusky's mouthwash, you get left with a white beard.
There you go.
Hey, girls get pearl necklaces, guys get white beards. I'll just say, hey, it's better than
it's all in marriage now. There you go.
There you go. Hey, Prop 8.
So what you got, man?
All right. Off of Jesus and to Mother Teresa. No, I'm just playing. Man rams into Taco Bell over missing taco.
Well, there you go.
One more again. Say it again.
Man rams into Taco Bell over missing taco. Police in Ohio said a man who allegedly crashed his truck into a Taco Bell because his order was missing a taco is facing felony vandalism charges.
Well, there you go.
Investigators said the man was with a woman early Tuesday when he went through the drive-thru at the fast food restaurant in Chambersburg, Road in Harbor Heights. He returned to the window and shouted at the employees when he noticed his order was missing a 99-cent taco.
Well, hey, I'm missing my taco supreme.
My boil in the bag taco meat.
Enraged with the customer, the guy took his truck and drove it through the front window of the Taco Bell restaurant.
There you go. Because it's always good to cause $5,000 worth of damage over a 99-cent taco.
Hey. I'm going bold for these Dorito tacos, man. I'm just saying. Is it real, though? Yeah, y'all had them. Is it working?
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all.
I didn't know it got that real.
I did not know it got that real.
Well, hey.
Run for the border.
You know what? My man Justice here just put up something, and, you know, it's actually kind of relevant.
Yep, I knew it was coming.
How about the new cannibal fad in the black community? Brothers are eating each
faces.
Other.
Faces.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's not just the brothers.
No, I know.
The zombie scene is do the bath salts. All you got to do is do them
bath salts. Right.
Oh, no. This what? Ain't Calgon bath
salts. No, I know. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Anyway.
But it makes you hallucinate. Next thing you know, brain.
I mean, peanut.
That is not what he meant.
Now you got to explain that one. Oh, wow.
Gay zombie.
Yeah.
Well, I got to explain it, man. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Real quick, mess around on YouTube. It's something called Gay Zombies, man. We accidentally fell upon that. And long story short, they ended up saying, penis.
Just to say sniffing sherms and eating faces. Man, that gives a whole new meaning to the munchies, Jack.
Yeah.
Dude. Did you hear? But I don't know what's going on. Did you hear about the dude who was stabbing himself and throwing his intestines
at the
police?
The bath salts, it's a hallucinogen. It makes you hallucinate and you go crazy. Did you hear about the dude who cut his girlfriend's lips off and then cooked them and ate them? Bath salts, baby.
Dude.
Bath salts. What happened to just good old Mr. Bubba? What happened to good old Mr. Bubble?
Mr. Bubble just made you slow, but
just made you slow. But
rolling
no.
around naked and chewing on
no,
mama's
No, going in there eating your mama's Calgon beans that got your height.
Calgon.
That is bug.
Oh, yeah.
That is bug.
I don't know what's going on, man. Like, it's
hey.
People are eating faces.
Hey,
like,
hey, we laughing now, but. Hey, 28 days later, go rent it.
Man,
go
man.
Rent it. You're bumping right up against it, dog.
Dude.
Next thing you know, G Network Studios going to have boards on it, and we're going to be broadcasting in secret.
We're in our underground location.
We are in the underground location because people are eating ass.
Face.
There is Mrs. Jenkins out there eating Mr. Jenkins' ass on the front lawn.
Eating his riches.
And we're not talking about the king.
With
the
table
ass.
And candlelight.
Yep.
That's a mess. That is a mess.
It's terrible.
I'm glad he came for dinner.
But question.
Now, what are the symptoms? I mean, me as a regular person, you know, not affected by the bath salt.
Right.
What do I look for
okay.
in a zombie attack?
Let's look at it like this.
Because I got a lot
go.
Of face here. I don't want to.
You're driving home from a great show of True Brothers Radio, right? Everything is all nice. Next thing you know, I need gas. So you pull up into the nearest, what's a good cheap gas station?
Sniff.
So you pull up and sniff. And it's dark. And you know how when you go in there and you're like, hey, give me $10 on unleaded.
Really, Mama? Really?
Sniff's gas.
Yes. Okay. Put it in your tank and sniff.
You ever smelled? I just said it because I was thought of you ever smelled gas?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you're
yeah.
in there.
Okay.
So you in sniffs, right? And you know how,
like
right, you know how you got... Where you pay for the gas and they got all the stuff on the counter for extends and party pills and the dragon chaser and all of that. Then you got that other one that's got the bath salts called
right
Bubble.
Right next to the Tylenol
and Calgon.
PM.
Right next to the Tylenol PM and the Topps rolling paper. So now you see, and you see one missing, and there's a dude over there in the corner drinking all of the Gatorade, not paying for it, just drinking it.
You know what'll go good with this Gatorade?
Some face. Blood. Oh, look, there's beautiful chocolate Candace. Good googly moogly.
Look at her cheeks.
Yep, and here he come.
I'm worried about people still pinching my face in my 30s.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Quit fighting.
Yeah.
I need some bear mace.
Bear mace, that guy.
I don't think that the homeless man had homeless piss and it didn't stop him. He still was eating. He was like, this just gives it flavor.
That's like a little homeless piss to get the taste on.
Just makes the face right and tender.
I put that ish on everything.
No, for real, I need the survivor tips on how to survive an attack like that.
There you go.
I would tell you like this.
And just to say it, when someone starts spitting hot sauce on your chin.
So how you feel about Louisiana?
There you go.
Yeah, when they inviting you for dinner but ain't got plate.
There you go.
Hey,
we'd love to have you for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Right. Remember that Twilight Zone?
Right.
It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook.
How to cook 4 humans. No, how to cook 40 humans.
Right. You remember that Twilight Zone?
Huh, yeah. Vaguely.
You remember, yeah, when the aliens came
yeah.
and said, yeah, that their whole purpose is to serve man, and they gave the United Nations the book to serve man, yeah. and said, we're going to start taking some people back and serving them. They found out it was
cookbook.
A cookbook.
Yeah.
My man Justice is clowning.
Nothing says love it like blacks it up.
Dude.
All right.
Like
your story, man.
Oh, well, I was going to read the one about the man slinging his intestines around.
Lava cake.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Check it out real quick. Hackensack man stabbed himself and threw intestines at officers.
Get back. Get back.
A man who stabbed himself repeatedly in front of police and then threw his skin and intestines at them remains in critical condition. Police said they got a call at 10 p.m. Sunday from a man from someone saying Wayne Carter, 43, had a knife and was threatening to hurt himself. When police officers arrived to the Clay Street home, they kicked in the door in the room which he had been blocked with, that had been blocked with furniture, said Lieutenant John Hyman. Carter was in the corner of the room with a knife in his hand, and he stood up, he yelled at the police while stabbing himself all over his body. Officers noticed that his intestines were protruding from a wound in his abdomen.
Yeah, it was a bathtub running. I got a feeling bathtub got something to do with this.
Carter allegedly threw some of his skin and intestines at the officer as they tried to enter the room. The officer ordered him to drop the 12-inch kitchen knife.
Drop it.
Pull that knife out your gut and put it on the floor. But he didn't.
Somebody could get hurt.
Carter is accused of swinging the knife at officers, police said. The officer sprayed 2 cans of pepper spray, which had no effect. You think made zombies that, don't work like that.
Well, they
made
have
that
it.
Made them intestines a little jumpy. Gave it a little spice.
There you go. He underwent emergency surgery and remains in critical condition Tuesday. Carter had
Come
a
on.
History of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Come on.
And had been
How
taken to the hospital for psychiatric reasons.
Is that what it
in
is?
In the past.
So no bath salts.
No bath salts.
Really? I'm surprised.
No
but I, here's my question now.
Wow.
Candace,
no,
Vaughn,
no.
Y'all police officers.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
What's up?
Now, your assailant is threatening to hurt himself to keep y'all back. Does that really work?
Not really.
Get back. I'm going to stab myself.
Now,
okay.
The politically
if you take
correct
another
thing
step,
is
yeah, well,
say, I care about you. Don't search yourself. But if I'm in that situation, I'm going to be honest. I want to see how it ends up. Like
I'm sorry, better
the
than
whole
me.
Right. The whole threat of stabbing yourself is not
okay,
gonna stop me from coming in the room.
I'd have went in there. Hey,
I'll stab myself. Okay,
right, cool. I went back out, told his mom.
Now,
hey,
that'll take the fight out of you.
We gonna sit out here. We gonna wait till he's done. We'll go in there. If he's dead, yeah. If he's not, we'll just bring.
Yeah,
him.
That's what you said.
Yeah. If he's
what
dead.
You gonna do? I mean.
I'm not about to risk my life. If you're stabbing yourself,
right?
What does that mean? What does that mean? You what are you
That's
gonna do to me?
I'm not in danger.
Well, I'm like
you
a couple of more hacks, and he's gonna wear himself out.
Right.
That's why they call him Hackensack. Like, cause he was just taking his like that. Does it hurt?
That'll teach you. I don't play that.
Why am I bleeding so much?
818-514-1202. I mean, I'm just saying, the whole bleeding thing will tend to tire you out.
I figured. But, hey, when does shock kick in? Shock
Man,
don't happen when
why am I getting so tired? I don't know. Take a couple of more stabs at it.
Right. See? Take this aspirin. Now, see how I just caught it, and you swallowed it, but I caught it out your stomach? This is why.
This is what you done. Bath salt. Come on.
See?
What that keeps me play. From shooting him.
Right. I'd have tased him, though, just to see the electricity through his stomach.
Just to see if the arc would make it from one side of the intestines to the other.
Hold on. Bruno, tase Wayne.
No, wait a minute. Tase it.
I just, see? They couldn't show us this in school. See that blue line is going through his stomach? That's death.
Just to say, dude was people's shaft. Remember when they killed his brother? Start stabbing. You killed my brother. Okay. I should have killed him a long time ago. I'm going to get 2 for the price of 1.
Damn.
Cornbread Earl and me.
That's my movie.
Yeah. Oh, they shot Cornbread.
I want to hear the song. I used to love the song. Do you remember the song?
Yes, I remember the song.
In the heat of the night. In the That was my joint. I love the song.
Oh, God.
Oh,
well, forget y'all. Don't be laughing.
You, this is the second time you bust out on a song.
There you go.
What was that first one?
Out of here.
That was episodes ago.
I mean, he was rocking with it too. It's my joint. Out of here.
Come on, let's hear it. Go ahead.
No. Get you on karaoke. True Brothers Karaoke Night. We're going to host that and get you up.
We're going to get a game show going.
That would be fun.
Nope. We're going to get a True Brothers game show.
Not no pyramid. Nope.
Shut up.
All right, True Brothers listeners, let's get into this real quick. Real quick before we do something, man. So,
just
the other
to say,
day,
sang it, baby.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Sing it again.
No, they made me feel bad, Justice. I can't do it now. They messed
cool
up.
Cornbread Earl is me.
That ain't how it went.
How'd it go?
No. You ain't going
to
jet out
that's
my
all
head.
How'd it go?
Go ahead. The listeners want to hear. Oh, we do this or tell your pyramid story. Which one you want to do? Go ahead. All right, we made a choice.
Do the pyramid. Fine.
Whatever.
Hey.
Whatever.
So, real quick, True Brothers listeners, one of the things we like to do is we like to play, watch television shows and, recreate. And the only person on here who's actually been on a show, but we watching $10,000 pyramid.
$25,000 pyramid.
So, me and...
Dick Clark.
So, me and Ray was, giving clues to Candace. Now, and she's knocking them down. Animals, beer muffs, white bees. She's knocking the clues down. So, we like, all right, now, that episode goes off. All right, Candace, you feed us the clues.
Yes, that's where the story turned.
Well, I had been drinking a little bit that day.
There it is.
That's what it was.
It was.
So we
One of the clues was summer camp. One of the clues was summer camp. And Candace said, hey, you take your kids to this ish.
Yeah.
In the summer. You know what I'm talking about.
No. Yeah, Ray was called Plenty of Knuckles. We mute the screen, and the guys, we cover our eyes so we can't see the answer. Now, as I'm covering my eye, the clue was snake.
The snake.
So she says, slither,
and she
moves
took her
arms.
Hand. Now, his eyes are closed, and she's in his face with her hand slithering like a snake. I'm like, don't you get it? What the hell is wrong with you?
But it's crazy how.
Then she got mad.
That's how you
did it.
That's how you
feel? You take our your kids
was,
to this.
Our clues was bam. It's at the top of your house. Bam. Yeah. Ice skaters. Bam.
I was to
we
hide
was
you.
Getting
yeah.
them in.
Yeah.
But go ahead, man.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, we done bashing?
Yeah, we done.
Well, we're good.
We're good.
You got out your system?
We're good now.
Yeah.
Sing the song.
No, I'm not singing those songs. Read your dang on story.
Here we go.
I'll cuss you.
Man undressed while chasing woman with his bike, stared at her in the eyes as he took a dump on the beach, then wiped with his hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
a 55-year-old woman was strolling down Point Verde Beach in Florida near her home on Sunday morning when she noticed a man riding a bike towards her. As she turned around to go home, the man began to undress himself, according to the arrest affidavit in St. John's County Sheriff's Office. The man continued to follow her, and then after passing her on his mountain bike, he got off the bike near some dunes, got naked before going into the ocean, according to the report.
Skinny dipping.
The distressed woman, now on her beachfront property, did notice the butt-naked stranger leering at her over a dune on the side of her property in a crouching position, then brushing his buttocks with his hands, the report states. Then the woman called authorities, who later caught up with the man as he was sitting in the sand on the beach not far away. The woman was able to identify the man as Chadwick Paul Parker, 39. As a stranger who had prowled around her property and defecated in the sand, according to reports. Bath salts. Bath salts.
Ew. too.
Dude.
That is all kind of nasty.
That's all kind of nasty.
Wait. Dude, let's not jump to conclusions here. Let us just pick the man's side for a second.
Okay,
no.
Let's hear this one.
Now, if I heard the story correctly, the man was enjoying a day at the beach. This is how I'm taking it. This man was enjoying a day at the beach, said, you know what, it's warm, I'm out today. Let's go ahead and do a little skinny dipping. He gets in there, woo, wash it off, comes out. Man, I can't make it. Let me go ahead and put a line in the sand. And
what about undressing as the woman was walking back home?
Well, see, that's just to get the party started. That's just to whip your hair back and forth. That's the party starter.
That's what it is.
The only part I got a problem with is wiping your buttocks with your index. I don't like that.
Ew.
That's the only everything up
with
to that
sand.
Was, everything up to that was cool with me.
You was all right.
Yeah.
Didn't bother you.
Hey, you know, Jesus taking people with footprint rides in the sand. Why can't you know, Jesus showed and walk in the sand, but you know, well, actually, he carried you. You ain't get on his shoulders, but whatever. I'm just saying, hey.
The footsteps prayer.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah. What is the footsteps prayer?
You never heard the footsteps prayer?
I remember seeing it on the posters in the Target,
right.
But I've never really took the time to read it.
Long story short, he was, you know, he was always by this guy or lady's side until it was time when during a hard time in his life, you know, he looked up and looked back, and it was only one set of footprints, and he thought that Jesus left him. But long story short, no, my child, I didn't leave you. I carried you through them. So, basically.
So,
uh-huh. Okay.
It was Jesus.
Matter of fact, okay, if we're bringing that up, then.
What did I shoot Jesus with?
Are we bringing that up? Here's something that kind of struck me funny. On our Facebook page a couple of weeks back.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was one of our Truth Brothers family was being inspirational. And gave us a little bit of wisdom that said, now, here we go. I want y'all to picture this. That sometimes God lets you hit rock bottom just to let you know that he's the rocks at the bottom. That's what's on there. What'd that do for y'all? 818-514-1202. We got 7 minutes before why vote. I want y'all to chew on that piece of wisdom. Sometimes.
Do we have a break coming up?
Sometimes God lets you get strapped in the electric chair just to let you know he's the current going through your eyeballs.
Sometimes God takes a kid just so you know what it feels like.
I'm just saying.
Cool. Okay,
that's what they wrote, and I was like, what is confident about that?
Damn.
Like, sometimes God lets the serial killer in your home just to let you know he's the cereal on your shelf. I'm just saying, hey. Truth Brothers Radio, holler back at us. Tell us something. We got Devon over here.
I'm just glad
we got Devon.
We are not on television. My face.
He put that out, and it was, and he put it out there like it was so deep.
Hey, sometimes God steals your car so you can walk with Jesus.
Is that how y'all see things? 818-514-1202.
Okay.
I have a headache.
Sometimes
so how many
God is the burnt chicken in the oven just to let you know he's the hunger pains
works.
In your belly.
Let you know your oven works.
I'm just saying.
God lets you go hungry. Because that builds character. Okay. Oh, God.
Y'all ignorant.
No. It just, that one just got me. Like, wait a minute.
Look, I only got a couple of seconds to get in my last story.
No. I want you all to reason with a brother right now.
Absolutely not.
God let you hit rock bottom just to let you know he's the jagged stone at the bottom.
Sometimes God.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then tell me how you feel about this story then and see how what you're saying equates.
All right. Here we go.
A quote-unquote dead boy wakes up and asks for water at funeral in Brazil.
Sometimes God give you water. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm just
focused. A 2-year-old boy sat up in his coffin and asked for water before laying back down lifeless, according to a Brazilian news website.
I'd have shot that boy so fast. I swear to God,
my stuff.
Dude. All right, go ahead. Dude, you can't tell me zombie boy wakes up and you not
shooting. Bath salt.
How many? Gears of War enough time.
Go ahead, Candy.
Website ORM claimed that Kelvin Santos stopped breathing during treatment for pneumonia at a hospital in Belém, North Brazil. He was declared dead at 7:40 p.m. on Friday, and his body was handed over to his family in a plastic bag.
All right.
The child's devastated family took him home, where grieving relatives held a wake throughout the night, with the boy's body laid in an open coffin.
Right.
But an hour before his funeral was due to take place on Saturday, the boy apparently sat up in his coffin and said, "Daddy, can I have some water?" The boy's father, Antonio Santos, said, "Everybody started to scream. We couldn't believe our eyes. Then we thought a miracle had taken place and our boy had come back to life. Then Kelvin just laid back down the way he was. We couldn't wake him. He was dead again."
More Ovaltine, please.
Okay, let me see if I got this right.
I'd have shot him so fast.
That sometimes God kills your kid just to let you know he's the water in your faucet.
To let you know your water bill needs to be paid. Okay,
I'm thirsty. Did he get him some water?
No. Forget that. Let's just go here. Here's my thing.
How much time we got left?
3 minutes till why vote. Why
That's
vote?
Right.
Because
you
the kid's
love...
going to be dumb anyway. But my thing
is,
if you had your kid in a coffin, y'all chilling, y'all, oh, man, Trayvon. Okay, not my bad. You know what I meant. I just throw out names. Keith. Okay, Keith. Keith sits up in the middle of a coffin, asks for water, and lay back down. And y'all not going to do nothing to this kid?
Besides being shocked?
You're not going to grab this, and you're not going to push him or nothing. Like, you're not
going
to be scared.
Well, they did do that.
No, I mean, they pushed him?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go on the other side of this break. 414, we see you. We're going to get you on the other side of the break. Before we get into why vote, we'll finish up this story, this terrible truth story.
Really?
Yeah. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband.
husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look, I googled anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. I'm standing by in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com, toggling back between Facebook and Twitter.
All right, and
that real quick though, that whole sometimes is blowing up on people's pages, like
is it really?
Coming up with their own
time. With their own sometimes.
Yeah. And I've just got four.
Okay,
I'm not gonna read. Nah,
yeah.
No, because it goes there, and
okay.
We don't want.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe we can put it up on the Facebook. Then.
Yeah, I'll put them up on the Facebook.
Yeah.
But nah, it's going there on here. That sometimes has just
that's not a ball.
People are just going there.
Cool. Well, we're going to go into our second hour topic of why vote. Is voting important? And do you see a need to vote? Do you feel like your vote matters? Do you feel like your vote counts? Do you feel like it's a waste anyway because you don't believe in voting for the lesser of two evils? 818-514-1202. Call in and give your comments.
Yeah, or do you actually feel like that It's just a game. It's not real. Your vote, like you just said earlier, your vote doesn't really count. It's just something that people, that the government or whatever has strung together just to have, hey, you have a voice, put it in this ballot. You know, so these are all type of things that we want people to get into and get an idea about. Personally, voting for me takes it takes some form of, I'm kind of on the fence about the voting thing. I know you have to. I've voted every time, you know, an election came, but it's gotten to a point. The older I get, it's like, and the more I see becoming exposed, I kind of take like a Lupe type of ideal to it.
Stance to it, okay.
Like,
kinda, like the whole Lupe had a song called "Words I Never Said." And in this song, he's basically, long story short, I'm going to summarize it real quick. He's basically saying, you know, he didn't vote for Obama or anybody because he felt like that whoever gets into that position will produce evil anyway. So he's just saying, like, if you get into that position, you're going to be designed, you're going to be ordered to kill, you're going to be ordered to do dirt, you're going to be ordered to do a lot of things that he morally can't stand for,
mm-hmm.
which I can understand where he's coming from with that. But like I said, I just feel like it like you said earlier, it'll be voting for the lesser of two evils. If would I want Mitt Romney coming running this country, or would I rather have Barack Obama running this country? Then again, another thing Lupe said was, is the person, the president, actually running this country, or puppet on the string?
Like I said, 818-514-1202. We want to hear everybody's comments and input on this one. Let's get something kind of straight. When you're voting every election, you're not voting just for president. That's not the only office that you're voting for.
True.
And people got to remember, all politics are local.
all politics are local.
Do you believe the policy is still the same, though? The whole process is still the same.
Politics are local.
Okay.
When you want to affect change, you start outside your front door. And when you don't vote, you talking about you don't want to vote for the lesser two evils. When you don't vote, you basically are casting your vote for evil. Period. Because when you don't vote, the negativity of the non-ballot helps the person that you least want anyway.
Well,
period.
Then you're right back in the same position, more or less.
Telling you is there's two sides of the board, and you got to play your side of the board. I would say this. Check out what's going on in Florida today.
Uh-huh.
What's going on right now? Why the Republican Party, why the governor is fighting so hard to purge people off the voting rolls? And then ask yourself, is voting important? If they were very comfortable for the fact that most of these people won't vote anyway, they wouldn't be doing all of this. You have one party that benefits from a diversity of people getting engaged, getting involved, and voting. And you have one party. Now, I'm not going to say which one is which. I'm going to let the two brothers listeners mm-hmm. figure that one out on their own as the topic rolls on. But you have another party who benefits by you not being engaged, by you not voting, by you being disinterested and disingenuous and jaded about the whole political process. And a lot of times why things go down the way they do with certain administrations and while certain parties are running the Congress is to make you jaded, is to make you not want to participate, is to make you jaundiced about the process. And the more jaundiced you are about the process, the more it benefits a particular party.
But that's with anything. I mean, if anything that you get into, one person is going to benefit regardless if the other person isn't involved. It don't matter what you do.
Okay. So then again, you have to figure out
which lie sounds best to you.
No, not which lie sounds best.
That's kinda...
If you want. Particular, hey, Tony, we see that Tony done logged in on the chat room.
Okay.
So, hey, we miss you. And if you want effects to come out of voting, if you want effects to come from your politicians, you have to hold your politicians accountable. And if they know that they can get into office without your vote, or whether or not you have any input or not, or if they can just get your vote without having to do anything,
I see what you're saying.
That's your fault.
So you're saying
that's not their fault.
They're trying to basically trick, not even trick, but they're trying to get you to not go to the polls regardless.
Certain parties are, yes.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm running for Congress or if I'm running for mayor of your town
mm-hmm.
and I come to you and you tell me what you need, but you don't vote, why would I do anything for you?
Because you're the mayor of that town.
No, but I'm going to come to the people that I know are going to vote, and then I'm going to do something for the people that voted for me. When they come in as a certain group, hey, we are the League of Women Voters.
Mm-hmm.
We are the League of Women Voters in Truth Brothersville, and we want speed bumps in the neighborhoods, and they come as a block and vote for me, or we're the teachers union in local 28 in Truth Brothersville, and we want more money funneled to the classrooms, and they come as a voting block and they vote for me, I'm going to take care of the constituents that support me first and foremost.
So,
now, whatever trickles down to you and helps you is incidental.
So what if what they want is more important than the ones who you say are not voters or whatever the case? What if what they're asking for is more important than the speed bumps? Is more important than the well, I
such
can say
as that. How about this when the chemical company in Truth Brothersville says, hey, you running for mayor. And I'm going to give you X amount of dollars to run for mayor and support your campaign, and at the same time I want you to soften up on that water bill so I can dump the chemicals in the Truth Brothers River, and they put money into my campaign, and all the people in the town are disingenuous, and whatever's going to happen, whatever's going to happen, they all full of shit anyway. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Everybody
they're
got
all
one
full
today.
Of crap. Yeah, they're all full of crap anyway. And then you're drinking lead in your water because the person at the chemical plant put some money in my campaign and held my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And you got lead in your water instead of you coming as a constituency and say, hey, we want a strong water bill in our community and we represent this many voters, and if you come up with this weak water bill, I guarantee we're gonna get together and vote you out. Then that's gonna make me be accountable. That's gonna hold me accountable.
True.
So if you play your side of the board, if you play the part you're supposed to play in a democracy, good things happen. If you don't, don't. Now, if you want to go deeper as far as the president is concerned.
No, I was speaking on the process all the time.
Right, but I'm going about your Lupe thing.
Okay.
And if you talk about, well, yeah, whoever gets in office is going to do evil. Let's not have this kindergarten view of world power politics. Let's get real for one quick second.
Hmm.
Candace, I'm going to make you the president of the Truth Brothers Nation. Okay?
What I get?
You're Madam President of the Truth Brothers Nation.
Mm-hmm.
A nation of about, let's say, 25 million people. You have a strong economy, and you're a strong democracy. You have a very good educational system, and you have a decent military. You have a good police, and you got well-educated people, healthy people and voters in your country.
Okay.
Okay? Do you think you're going to have enemies? Will your country have enemies for what you represent?
For what I represent? Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Now, how do you guard against those enemies when you have a consulate of, let's just say, the 85er nation, and the 85er nation has a consulate in your country as all countries in the UN does, they have. So you've got dignitaries and people in your country. That means you also have spies in your country. Are you going to instrument a counter espionage system in your country? Are you going to have counter espionage because you have spies?
I would have to.
You would have to because they could erode your country from the inside. So in your righteous nation, let's just say, will you have strippers in your nation?
It'll be hard.
Will prostitution be legal in your nation?
Yes.
Prostitution will be legal.
Yes. Well,
so now, as the 85er nation and your enemy, now I'm going to send my spies and my operatives to go to the religious communities in your nation and organize against prostitution, because you have legalized prostitution. That means, Madam President, you represent the oppression of women, and you represent women using their bodies for sex, and it's immoral and it's wrong, and I'm going to get all the churches to organize against you. But do you see what I'm saying? There's no nuanced. There's no black and white answers here.
I see what you're saying.
So let's just say you're going to have a navy?
Have to.
Yeah, okay. So let's just say in international waters, the nation of 85ers decided to send a sub and sink one of your ships, one of your warships. And we said, oh, it was an accident. Ooh, are you going to do something?
Oh, okay.
Are you going to do something about it? Or are you going to let it slide?
No, can't let it slide.
Why can't we find a peaceful way?
You can't let it slide.
Maybe there is. Right. 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 But all I'm getting at is being the president of the most powerful nation on earth is not a, oh, I'm all good or I'm all bad.
I think why a lot of people are disenchanted with government voting and the whole nine is we're not being properly communicated to.
Exactly.
We are not being told straight up what's going on. We have too much propaganda going on in that idiot box that we call television.
And
through your major channel.
Who runs the idiot box?
Yeah.
Who runs the idiot box? Corporation.
Yes. Clear
now,
Channel, Viacom.
Right. Now, most of your telecommunications, check it out. Most of your telecommunications, most of your mass media is ran by three or four actual corporations
sure.
that spread out amongst all these different magazines, television shows, radio shows, this, that, and the other. It's all spread out, but when you trace it all back, it goes back to about four to five corporations. Now, how did all that media get consolidated? It got consolidated through the FCC. Who lobbied the FCC? Companies. Companies lobbied politicians who went and put pressure on the FCC
yes.
to allow all this concentrated power.
So
how did all of this happen? Because the companies played their side of the board and we didn't play our side of the board that said, hey, we want a deregulated and diverse media where four or five companies can't own 90% of the radio
yeah.
stations.
We've
had this jaundiced view of voting. We let the politicians get bought off. And the only way you can counter money is with people and votes, and it's hard to do.
But that's what here's my thing. As hard as my bad, I'm sorry. Well, we got to take a real quick break, and
a
then I'll come back with my I'll come back with my statement.
Bet it up.
Say.
True Brothers Radio.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Now, hard truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
To the average hemorrhoid sufferer, this is not a pretty song.
Burning, itching, burning, itching.
Burning, itching, why keep suffering?
Pain, swelling, lots of yelling.
At Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center, we take care of the problem with a painless non-surgical procedure covered by your insurance.
Need to sit down, always, I can't.
Relief without surgery or missing any work.
Please fetch me my donut cushion.
It's not a laser. It's a beam of light with no side effects. Just 10 minutes and you're ready to continue your day. End the discomfort of hemorrhoids today at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center.
No more burning, no more itching.
Bravo! Effective solutions for a classic problem at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center. Call 800-863-9980 or visit advancedcarecenters.com.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are gods, so I'm hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit. Scribes and applies for transcripts. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're talking about why vote. Is voting important? Is voting a waste of time? Does voting get you anywhere? 818-514-1202. Call in and tell your truth. Tony is over there blowing up the chat room. She said it's up to each individual to educate themselves on what is going on in our government.
True, but shouldn't the person who wants to be in office be educating his voters about what's going on? And
you have your congressmen, you have your senators. They send out mail pamphlets. When Congress is not in session, they have town hall meetings.
True,
it is your responsibility to go to them.
I totally agree with that. But, like, to go back to something that I think Candace had said earlier, I think a lot of people just feel the frustration of voting.
Yeah.
I feel like they feel like it's nothing. And this is not just with the presidency. I'm just saying over the board, it just feels like nothing. You have no control. Even with your vote, it still feels like you have no control. You have over what's going to happen because you feel like it's the inevitable. Or your vote doesn't matter because higher powers, as we're going to say, just control everything anyway. I feel like that's a lot of people's view to this situation.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with that. I mean, you know, for people who really don't get a good sense of what's going on, I mean, because for the longest time, up until I was about maybe 23, 24, I did not vote.
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote.
Yeah, most young people don't vote, and that's a big problem.
Well, it was a big problem because, you know, I would listen. You know, I truly was trying to educate myself on what was going on. But this was at a time where Bush and Gore
right.
were in office. And it was just night and day. You know, the arguments, it didn't ring true to me.
I got you.
You know, and so you find yourself constantly trying to cipher out every, you know, what's truth, what's, you know, what's believable,
okay,
what's fluff.
When we talk about truth, when we talk about truth, especially when we're talking about world power politics and what's in the public good, what do you believe? Do you believe that there's a black and white truth?
No, I believe they'll give you anything as long as it looks pretty and have a bow tie on.
You think so?
Yeah. Whatever looks pretty to you in this package.
Okay,
let me ask you this.
The health care, what they call Obamacare, did that look pretty? Do you think that we got the best health care possible out of that deal?
I don't think it's the best possible.
Not the best, probably the best,
I mean,
given the situation.
Right.
Right. And one of the things that Rahm Emanuel was telling Barack Obama during that, because he didn't want to do it right away. But I agree with Obama in going for it and doing it while he had the so-called political capital at the time.
Right.
But he was saying that the public do not want to see how the sausage gets made. And what he was saying is that the public don't want to see what you have to go through to get a law passed in Congress.
True.
And the public didn't have a stomach for it. And
looks pretty, have a bow on it.
Okay. But if you want to have that, if you're going to have that view, this is why, if people believe that, this is why you get duped, because you dupe yourself.
Let me ask you this.
Things ain't pretty.
People don't want to see it, or that you feel like people can't handle what they'll see?
I think it's, I think it's a little bit of both.
I think I would go more or less with the latter.
But to keep them out of it, it's kind of like an insult to me. To keep them out of the loop, it's kind of like an insult.
It's not about keeping them out of the loop, but it's about not to see how every vote gets put up on a procedural level, to see how stuff can get filibustered. I mean, people see it right now. People know that the majority of the things that President Obama wants to do and wanted to do got held up in Congress. People know this, and yet they still will look at Obama and try to blame him for certain things not getting done. Or he's
but
done
see,
a good job,
just
but he could have done
right
so
now,
much better.
But see, just what you're saying right now is one of those things that turns people off. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, look, I'm tired of this. You know, the man can't get, you know, he can't get his agenda out.
But guess what?
To do what he said. I will give him this. He did his best to try to uphold everything he promised. But you have so many things that's throwing.
And he's got a lot done.
He's got a whole lot done.
Nobody's gonna condemn him for what he's done. He was He was handed rubble, and he built something out of it. He gets an applause for that. But you still, to me, he did the best with what he did.
Okay.
He did the
with what
I
he had
say,
on his hands.
Yeah,
he did
was,
the best with what he could
say.
With what he had.
Do the best,
now check this out. Check this out.
during the first 2 years, when you seen him get the health care pass, when you seen him fight to try to get a partial stimulus package pushed through, you saw this stuff have an effect. You saw this stuff have an effect on the public. At the same time, you saw a disillusioned Democratic Party start flaking out. And you had, like, the homosexual community, because I want don't ask, don't tell removed. I want it removed now, and it's taking too long. And you've seen them pull back from him. And you've seen him during the midterm elections say, oh, well, we're not going to vote because he ain't got rid of don't ask, don't tell. And he told you, he said, yeah, I could write an executive order to get rid of it, but the next president, it can come right back. I'm trying to get this formed up in a way that when it's gone, it cannot come back.
Right.
But that whole voting block of the homosexuals didn't have the stomach to see the sausage get made and go through the process. So they bitched, moaned, complained, and they didn't vote in the midterm elections. Black people didn't vote in the midterm elections. Young people didn't vote in the midterm elections. Old people did vote in the midterm elections. White men voted in the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
And old, disingenuous Tea Party people voted in the midterm elections. They got the majority in the Congress, and they were able to form giant filibusters in the Senate.
Yeah.
And you seen everything get ground to a halt. You seen this country's credit rating get affected because
True.
They took the debt ceiling last year and held it hostage and screwed up people's jobs and
Yep.
screwed up people's lives. And you see them right now trying to hold the economy back, trying to tank the economy just to win an election. You see this, and all this came from the simple fact you didn't play your side of the board in the midterm elections. And you, for everything that he did and the applause you want to give the president, you made his job harder when you didn't get out and play your side of the board.
I give you that. And like I said, I totally agree with you on that.
This chat room is burning up.
Yeah, it is.
With questions. We got a question. We got a statement more or less from DeMarco here, who says we need to make sure more of our youth are registered to vote. Which
is true.
Hindsight being 2020,
right.
That is true.
Registered,
but I'm going
to
tell you,
also got to get out there to vote. Most people don't understand the voting process, so most people believe that when you register,
that's exactly
that
what I wanted to get
voted.
Into. Now, when you're in school, you get the basics of how government works. You learn about your three branches of government. You learn certain things. But we have a caller.
Yeah, but yeah.
Go ahead. Let's
okay.
have the caller in.
951. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
You know who this is.
I know who this is. What's going on, Tony?
Yeah,
hey,
you guys. Hey, Miss Candace.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. Hey, Ray.
Hey, isn't it good to hear every word that comes out of our mouths right now?
I'm loving it. I'm so glad that you guys got things settled.
Yes.
Right.
I was having Truth Brother withdrawals.
So were we.
Yeah, so what's your comment?
Well, actually, I wanted to comment the statement you just last made about people getting out to vote, or actually it kind of piggybacks on what DeMarco was saying about getting young people out to vote.
Right.
And I'm not sure who had made the comment about a lot of people not aware of the voting process and this, that, and the other. Well, first of all, a lot of people don't know about the voting process is because you've got entities that don't want you to know about the voter process.
Absolutely.
If you're in the communities of the Black or if you're in the Hispanic communities. They're not going to go out of their way to tell you what you need to vote. So you go down there and
you
register to vote. They're not going to tell you, okay,
just
going to
get into that. Absolutely.
Have to vote.
Absolutely.
No. So, you know, unfortunately, ignorance is not an excuse, but ignorance in this case, when you have government, you can't help but find ignorance if people do not look and investigate for themselves.
That's right.
You know, it's one thing to know that I'm a registered voter, but it's another thing to be able to put that vote to power.
Yep,
that's
absolutely
right.
True.
No doubt. Love that.
And we had someone in the chat room that said, what's wrong with the Tea Party? Nothing. The Tea Party is playing their side of the board. But if their goals don't align with my goals, then I got to play my side of the board.
That was going to actually be something. That's, it's nothing. See, here's the thing. Every party is going to have something that you're going to say, I can identify with that, which good or bad or whatever, you're going to have something that you can say, I can identify with what they're saying. Was it another politician. I don't name escapes me right now, but he was a Republican, and he had a lot of things that I was like, I can get down with that, but I wouldn't do it because your back history is just a little bit too shady for me. You can tell me one thing and do another. That's what you're telling me versus what I think you'll do. A lot of times with the Tea Party, I believe it's what you're telling me versus what you're going to actually do. That's just my personal opinion with the Tea. Yeah, Ron Paul. That's who it was. And that's the answer to the person's question of what's wrong with the Tea Party, that's just my statement.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and then we will be back with more of Why Vote and get into the Tea Party and Ron Paul and some other things. True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Try it doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dust it and pour it well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. You can do it in school, just don't get caught.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Real quick. Happy birthday to Sasha Obama. She celebrated her 11th birthday, I believe it was, yesterday. So happy birthday, Sasha. Enjoy your day.
You don't want to
get shut down because we're not giving the president's daughter any love.
No.
So much respect.
All right.
Like we was talking about Ron Paul, and I said to answer that guy's question, I mean, it's nothing technically, I mean, depending on what view you're looking at, it's nothing wrong with the Tea Party. It's just
their view.
I mean, if I'm you got to play it to, you
right.
know.
Well, yeah,
and,
on its space. But, yeah. I mean, as a black man looking at it on from my side of the board, yeah, I'm not down with the Tea Party. Anybody that will take my president's face and tell me that he's a Nazi is a just ludicrous, because Hitler and the Nazi Party was not going to be like, oh, hey, Brother Obama, what's going on, man?
Right.
Really, trust me, they had a whole another set of ovens waiting for us. So him being a Nazi is just ludicrous in itself.
True.
and you know, sitting there protesting my president with automatic weapons outside of where he's speaking, I'm not cool with. And no, I wasn't down with Bush, but I was not going to be anywhere with an automatic weapon
right.
waiting for Bush. And trust me, if mm-hmm. I was, they wasn't going to just take my picture. They was going to break my neck.
Yeah.
And then some. You're right.
So,
now,
you know.
Shoot.
Now, let me ask you guys this. With all of this being said, you know, I can see how voting. You know, I'm going to kind of put myself in a weird position here and say, going back to 08. When Obama's running,
mm-hmm.
Obama McCain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Palin's vice president, run, you know, vice president.
There you go.
Pick. If, you know, I'm sorry, if I were on the other side of the ball.
There you go.
If I'm on the other side of the
ball.
On her
side of the ball. On her side of the ball.
On her side of the ball.
Gotcha.
As a woman, I would be so embarrassed. I what do you huh?
I got you. What magazines
you know,
have you read? All of them.
Really? Bitch, I'm going to let you run my... I'm sorry. But I'm going to let you run my... No, I meant that. I'm sorry. I'm not taking that back. How about no? How about no? It just...
It all depends
it incenses me how dumb. Well, I don't even want to say how dumb, how undereducated we are when it comes to these type of things.
I think... But then again, I think that people... Like, it goes back to me saying it looks good. As long as if what's her name? If Sarah Palin would have kept her mouth closed and been able, because I think for the longest they tried to get her to not say nothing because they knew she wasn't the brain.
Yeah, but like, they knew that once they were deep into it. You can't
see,
run
you
for
see,
vice president and keep your mouth shut.
But
we got, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. We got one of our people in the chat room, Panenki. I hope I'm not saying your name wrong, but a man said that the Tea Party didn't do that. I guess he was talking about what I was saying about the Tea Party, and he said that I'm speaking about the action of individuals. Also, Obama dared not tell a citizen in an open carry state that you cannot carry your weapon. I don't know nothing about that, but Washington, D.C. isn't an open carry state, and a dude was at a protest with an automatic weapon, and it was a black dude, so it really doesn't matter about that.
Right.
He was protesting the president with a weapon. I'm not cool with that. And I know that a lot of people believe in their Second Amendment rights. Again, the Black Panthers' Second Amendment rights got revoked when they went inside the California State House with their weapons. And
yep.
I didn't see any of the NRA taking up for the Black Panthers.
But
so,
that was doing it different. That was
no,
doing
that's
it,
not.
No,
I'm not talking
no,
about
no.
a different time.
I know,
we're talking
I know.
About your Second
that's
Amendment
it.
Right.
I got you. I feel
and
you.
They passed a bill to
get it
stop
revoked.
People in Oakland from having their Second Amendment rights, and the NRA was nowhere on that.
True.
So
I
you know,
what you're saying.
Just
I'm
taking true. It taking it for what it's worth. So
I got you. Right.
No. I'm just saying.
I got you. But no. Go back to what Candace said about Palin. I feel as if a lot of people just again they just roll with it. They might have hated Obama more than they hate more than they. It
oh, they did, and they were
ignorance, rather.
You know, but that's the dangerous part of it all. That is the absolutely dangerous. Now, I'm sorry, and I'm gonna say it. Now, if McCain were president now, given that he was still alive, because of all the pressures of what's going on now, let's say he didn't make it.
He wouldn't have made the eight.
All right, he wouldn't have made it.
He wouldn't have made the eight.
And she's your runner up. Are you a little bit concerned?
No doubt.
As
President Palin, here's the button.
Are you a little bit concerned as to what the future holds for
she's
you,
lady,
your family?
The woman who could see Russia from her house.
This is what I'm saying.
Lady,
this is what I'm saying.
She's Lady Bush. Like, late, not
no,
lady
she's
Bush.
Not Lady
and
Bush.
I'm not even going to put her in that light.
No.
My whole argument is that it is dangerous to have an idiot at the control switch.
Again, let me say something real quick. I know a lot of people like to feel close to the candidates, and they want to feel like they can relate to the candidates. But on the real, I understand about being accessible and feeling like you can communicate to the people, but I don't want my leaders as smart as I am. And I consider myself a pretty smart individual, but I want my leaders to be smarter than me.
Too.
I'm just saying.
Did that come from a question in the chat room?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Just the fact of Palin. Palin ain't smart as a box of rocks, and I wouldn't want her trying to make public policy decisions. Again, she couldn't hack being governor of
Alaska.
She quit. So, you know, take it for what it's worth.
I thought somebody said we had a caller.
I thought we had one coming through, but it's
no, we got out. Yeah, Tony's back. Hold on, we'll put her back on.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, you back?
I am, and you know what? I'm trying to cook my dinner and try and listen to you guys and do the chat room and all of this, and you guys are driving me nuts. And then when Candace brought up Sarah Palin, I almost died. Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Oh, my
God. What an idiot. Not only
does she make
she makes this country look bad for what she stood for. If you can't run a goddamn state in Wasilla, for God's sake, come on now. What
again,
makes you think you can run this free nation? Come on.
My man Pernanke said Palin ran a state with a balanced budget, which she did, and her citizens receive royalties every month, which, okay, yes, she did.
What?
That had nothing to do with her.
Right.
That has to do with
that
the oil subsidies that come out of there.
Exactly.
And then, he said California is broke. Okay, let's go with that. Yeah, California is a good example of duping low information voters. You had the governor. Yeah, but hold up, you had the governor get duped by Enron. Enron had rolling blackouts in California, and I know Tony is there, so Tony can correct me if I'm wrong on anything. But they had rolling blackouts. Then you had the Republican Party and Schwarzenegger form a recall to hold him responsible for something that he had nothing to do with. They voted him out, and then you put the governor in there, and then look at what happened. He's the first thing he went after is nurses.
Huh?
Am I wrong?
That's what you call that, a mess.
Yep.
See, I don't think a lot of times the people and first off, thanks for everybody who's in the chat room. We appreciate this. This is a great conversation. But a lot of times I think we go in with what we want our guts. I really think we go with what our gut tells versus what's actually out there.
That's right.
And
that's
you,
right.
You
and you have to do that.
You
have
to separate your emotion.
You have to do
the
work, right?
There. Emotionally, you can be tied in, but this. Go ahead, man.
No, my man Pernanke out there is blowing up
Bianchi,
the chat room.
I don't want to.
Please don't think I'm disrespecting your name, whoever you are. We're glad that you're with us, and you definitely have a voice here. And you keep saying whatever it is you need to say, man. We dig in.
Oh,
what's
wait
your
a
name.
Minute! I have a comment. I just
well, okay. Hold on. Let me say his comment. He just said that. He said Obama got duped by Solyndra and George Soros. Now, I don't know what George Soros had to do with duping him.
Let me comment on
that. Go ahead, Tony.
Because you know, I got to get my dinner done. Listen, first of all, Pianchi or whatever your name is, Solyndra was not an issue that came aboard. It wasn't something that Obama had brought to the table in the first place. Bush is the one that initiated that contract. So you know what? I'm so sick of hearing about people when they bring up some sick of it.
That's right. And
an enactment.
Right. And just as she's saying
everything that was on the board, basically, Obama has inherited everything. Everything. He didn't even know about what was going on in Solyndra until it started coming up. And then they said he's the one that was actually filtering through this contract. That's bullshit.
Well, all
in
right.
That fashion. 818-514-1202. If anyone wants to get in on this conversation, please.
That's
give
right.
A call.
Ray, you were about to say
yeah, so. No, at the same time, as you're saying that, when Mitt Romney was governor, two of the solar plants that he backed in Massachusetts just went under when he was governor. Okay, businesses go under. Again, Mitt Romney say that's the price of doing business. That's the name of the game, that
right.
Sometimes you have winners and sometimes you have losers. Why you keep trying to hold Solyndra up as a loser and trying to hold it around Obama's neck, yeah, the business went under. It's partially under his administration and partially under Bush's. But that's the name of the game. But at the same time, Republicans are sitting there bad-mouthing green technology and renewable energies, and then you got China. You got China that's sitting there trying to undercut the whole green market and the solar market, and you're not backing American businesses. So how patriotic is that?
That's right.
Say it again.
This is Truth Brothers
That's
Radio.
Right.
Say it again.
We read here.
You can say that one again.
See.
Yep. In that fashion.
Oh, Lord, I had to pour me some wine.
There it is.
Yeah, I'll be there after the show, honey.
Blowing up the chat room.
Social Security will go broke 3 years earlier due to Obama's help by his wage tax scam. Wow.
How is it a wage?
No. That's a Republican talking point, and that's cool. And keep doing your thing. But check this out. If you just let billionaires and millionaires, people who make over $200,000, pay in the Social Security all the way with their entire income and what they make, and don't and take the cap off of it, Social Security is solvent and good. So there you go. That's solved just like that.
This is
the importance of being
an
high information voter, a reader. It is up to the voter to arm himself and educate himself in the issues of the day. So if you're not doing that, if you'd rather watch BET than listen to NPR 24/7, that's on you. That's not on the person running for Congress.
No, it's not. You're absolutely right on that. I can't knock what you're saying. See, the social. I don't want to go where I want to go because I'm gonna get upset. But
he's doing his thing.
I respect the dude because he's bringing what he.
I don't want to bash him. That's what this show is for. And we want him to bring your information, bring your stuff to the Truth Brothers, and put it on the table. So he's doing that.
Right. That's what we, the whole week when we was pumping this show, we were saying. We wanted everybody involved in this.
That's
because
right.
Because regardless of your political rep, whoever you wanted to roll with, bring what you wanted to bring. See, the thing about it is, I don't understand how you can goes back to even what Candace said. Even the Republicans will back Palin, a known idiot, to the core. They will back her and just be like, well, there you go. That's good.
But that's because she's going to implement their program,
that's all they care about.
She would have.
That's my thing, though. What you just said is actually the key. You're going to let her do it because she's going to back everything you say, and you're going to let an idiot. You're going to know an idiot is going to back everything that you say. So what is that saying about you?
She's not smart enough to investigate everything that goes along with those programs.
She was a puppet.
So a puppet, again, who's pulling the strings?
Exactly.
Okay, if the 1% is pulling the strings and they're getting what they want, then they're happy. Look, let's check out something and get something straight real quick. Patriotism and the whole waving of the flag, and I'm proud to be an American, that's for poor folks and veterans. Sorry. It's the truth. If you're not going to sit here and willing to question your government and you're willing to stand on principles, a true patriot is not scared to question his government.
But they're going to say a patriot is going to just be blind to his government because they believe the government will take care of them.
That's what they're going to say. Hey, and I have no problem with that. I want a government that will
take care of the infrastructure.
Right.
Are they taking care of me that way?
Well, if the government...
Are they going to give me back a portion of what they feel like I should have?
If the government is taking care of infrastructure, and that's putting people to work. If the government is building railroads, China has no problem building high-speed railroads. They're putting people to work, and they're growing. If your country is growing, then people will do well. When the country grew in the 90s, people did well, and a lot of people wasn't complaining when Clinton was in there doing what he needed to do.
It was a booming economy at that time.
Again, because he grew. The first thing he did was raise the taxes on the wealthy. That's the first thing he did.
And that's why he was creating a surplus.
Have you really thought about it? Nobody's talking about surpluses.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
They saying that okay, we're in a recession and it's time to cut. And the first thing we're gonna cut is poor people. We're gonna balance the budget on the backs of the middle class and poor people.
By cutting all of the programs that we depend on, I should say the elderly more so depends on. But a lot of these people, my man just said something about social security in the chat room. He's talking all of this, but what about his parents? Who will be depending on those programs that the Republican Party is looking to cut? Is he going to let his folks live off of him? Is he going to be able to afford to do that? Will they have the health care that they need? Will they be able to afford the medication that they need? These people are not taking this and looking at this in a reality standpoint.
That's all situational.
He just wants this black man out of office. That's what it's about.
And that's the heart of a low-information voter, to make them vote against their own interests. Of course, it's to say, oh, well, the government is too big. But the same as he's sitting there pubbing up for the Tea Party, which is he's playing his side of the board at the same time, they were in many town hall meetings saying, yeah, the government is too big, and keep the government hands out of my Medicare. Excuse me, stupid. That is the government.
Okay, we got another comment from Pianki, who is just on a roll tonight. Obama is the food stamp president.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
That's
whoa, 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 whoa,
hold on,
whoa.
I'm going to finish his comment.
Yeah, out of respect. Yeah.
In 2011, food stamp cost $75 billion. That program is scheduled to be cut by $37 billion. Well, you know what? If we didn't have the millions and millions of people who are out of work.
There you go.
You know, who have no income coming
there
in.
There you go.
Who, because there are no jobs available. We don't have a great education system here. We rank number 37.
Let's get to the crux of this food stamp president mess, okay? First of all, ask Mr. What's his name, Pianki? Does he know who exactly started the food stamp program?
Yeah.
And tell me why that makes him the food stamp president.
Actually, why was the food stamp president?
Well, the food stamp president is supposed to get you emotional and irate, but
see,
the reason that food stamps are up and people because people need to help and people are unemployed and people, go to your nearest food pantry and check out the number of people. We got a food pantry here in our town, and there was a line a half a mile long of people. Not just black people, the food stamp president is designed to make you upset because it's an undercoded racial thing.
Yeah.
But black,
right.
white,
it does
people,
make
all
me
people are hurting.
Yeah.
See,
here's my thing about that. I was watching, it's crazy that he mentioned that or whatever like that. I was watching a documentary the other day, and it was teachers who are on food stamps now. It are people who have great jobs who are still on food stamps because the economy is kicking. They can't maintain houses, kids, cars, all these things that are necessities in order for them to keep the necessity of what you actually need, which is food, inside of somebody.
Well, there you go. And you just said you got a friend who's got a great job. He's a teacher. You just said that.
Yeah.
Well, again, how is a teacher being a great job when they're being attacked by people like the Tea Party? When you are willing to attack somebody who educates your kids, you're a moron.
And all I'm saying,
that's real. If you're willing to attack the person that educates your child,
because they'd rather have a fool
and to sit there and tell a public sector worker, somebody who's making $15 an hour, well, because you got good health care and a pension plan, you got too much, and we need to take that from you. Now let's go into why they got a pension plan, why they got a great pension plan and great health care.
Right.
They traded that for the raise that they were supposed to get.
Uh-huh.
And the people that you voted in the office said, hey, you know what, we can't give you this money, but we're going to give you this pension plan. And the same politician that gave them the pension plan has been raiding their pension plan for the money for 30
years.
And now that it's down to the bone, they say, oh, well, you know what, this is y'all fault. Y'all got this Cadillac pension plan. It's always the person that making $10 an hour that want to stab at the person making 20.
Yes.
And it's the person that's making 20 want to stab at the person that's making 30. Instead of the person making 30 helping to rise up the other workers.
No, it's a dude. This country has been a meat country for the last 40 years.
There you go.
It's been a meat country
for the last
40 years. I don't personally get it. I mean, I was told that
Hey, we said that about a month back. Let me tell you something. America is always happy as long as an American can step on the neck of somebody under them.
Yeah.
All right.
They're happy. As long as there's somebody, and if the town next to me is doing worse than my town, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's America.
Yeah,
not, ooh, the town next to me needs some help. Hey, let's help them.
And it's so
let's
unfortunate.
Raise them up.
But then here's my problem too. You know, I like to say I'm in the middle class. Okay. Now, what I don't understand is how everyone can sit back. No one is really bashing the 1%. The people who are not getting taxed.
Oh, they probably are, but they're just
they are. That's why you got the Occupy movement.
Well, you got the Occupy movement, sure. But how often are you hearing about that now?
Well, that's, again,
you know,
we're talking about your media that's controlled by.
It goes back to media. Absolutely. But it's just disgusting.
Hey.
You know, to see the perils, to see the perils that people are going through here.
See, here's
you
what
know?
I don't understand.
And,
see that? That's the producer of Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
She harder than most rappers.
But my thing is, what I don't personally understand is, it seems like a simple thing to fix. It's just, okay, put the taxes here. Okay, dude, you're making what the oil industry makes, what, $40 billion?
Exxon Mobil has had the highest profit of its existence thus far, and yet they still get subsidies from the government.
And,
again, you got the Tea Party people who love to bash people on welfare and people getting government assistance, but they never want to stop these companies who are getting welfare and government assistance.
But that's what I was about.
Yeah.
I was about to get into all that, but you just.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, man. I mean, it's great. I understand what you're saying, but. To me, like I said, I feel like the taxes to them will create more jobs. This country needs jobs. It needs job security. It needs all of these things that will help boost this country economy. Then you're wondering why people are, and then what's breaking it really bad is you're shipping our jobs overseas. You're shipping our jobs to other countries.
Yeah.
But you're like you were saying, you're flag waving stars and stripes Americans, but you want to go ahead and do your country in.
Yeah, my man, Pananke just got another comment in here. Hey, man, we want you to call back next week. We want you to call next week, man. You are definitely welcome here. We don't want you to think that you're not. He just said Bush contributed to the national debt $4.9 trillion in 8 years. And then he said Obama contributed $4.9 trillion in 3 years, 2 months, tax and spend. No, that's not tax and spend, bro. What my man Bush did is, see, he funded two wars off the books. He funded two wars and didn't put them on the books. When Obama got in the office, the first thing he did is said, y'all need to know exactly what's going on here. And he put the wars on the books. That's why that number is the way it is.
Exactly.
True Brothers Radio, this is how we get down here.
See,
this is what we do.
See, the thing about, well, how much time we got left? I got a quick statement. How much?
Go ahead, man. We got 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. See. Two wars in the right. I'm trying to do quick math real quick, right? I'm trying to do some quick math. Now, what do you say? Hold on. Go ahead, Candy.
Yeah, go ahead, Candy.
Oh, I'm still reading here. Go ahead.
I thought you was – okay. See, my thing is, quick two wars, right? First war, all right, I just get it out there. I believe that the war was fixed or whatever the case may be. That's just my personal opinion. I believe that the 9/11 attacks, all of that was fixed. That's just my personal opinion. Call me whatever you want to call me. Yeah, that's just call me whatever you want me to do. Now, I believe it was fixed because it had to get Bush back into office. It was a way to scare these people back into office. Hold on, I'm getting told something's been.
Yeah,
mistaken.
No, my man just said that. Come on, Congress voted to fund wars, and he told me to get it right. But Bush didn't put the wars after they've been. Funded on the books. He kept them off the books.
So your $14 trillion.
He kept them off the books.
That's
at the same time he gave tax cuts to the rich. He's the first president in the history of planet Earth who has went to war and cut taxes. No legitimate smart leader does that. But there you go.
Thank you.
But, hey, man,
so glad
we
for that.
obviously want you to come back next week. We want you to come back every week. You have a voice here, Truth Brothers. You're always welcome here. We want everybody's opinions welcome here. We gotta set you straight.
Quick.
That's what we gotta do.
That's boy. Well, hey, can't say that.
There you go.
We want to thank you for tuning in too. We appreciate that. Go finish the dinner.
Yeah, go finish the dinner. Set us up.
All right. So next week.
Yeah. Hey, this was a great show. We back. We are broadcasting better than ever.
What a way to come back.
That's right. And thank you for everybody calling. But thank you all. Welcome. Thank you for talking. You made it a great conversation.
Next week, though, we would like to hear from you. Everybody
told me. Okay, so I'm going to mention not listening to the truth stuff. The truth made it.